Joining us now is Matt Welsh. He is the editor-in-chief of Reason magazine. Matt is a libertarian, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
There's another cliff coming, and you know it, 2 months from now, roughly.
Before that, even.
Yeah, it could be before that. It could be 6 weeks, in fact, not 2 months. The debt ceiling. We've got to either raise it or get an agreement to raise that debt ceiling. Somebody on this program earlier said, don't raise the ceiling. Stop debt right now. Quit this borrowing. Live within our means right now. What do you say?
I would love to see that happen.
You really would?
Yeah, I would.
But you know what would happen.
It won't happen.
I want some backup.
It's an interesting theory. It's an interesting idea. It imagines a world where there's more than 8 senators like Marco Rubio and Rand Paul, but we don't live in that world. So it's not going to happen. If we're going to have a permanent cliff, right? That's what we have. This fiscal cliff is over. So now we have the milk cliff in 9 months. We have the sequestration cliff at the end of February.
You're right.
And we have 30 or was it 50, the number of tax extenders on this, all these sort of one-year deals that we pretend
are one-year
deals.
You keep coming up to a cliff. You've got to renew them.
That is now how Washington works.
But this is fake, phony emergency maneuver.
Yes.
Right? Because the Senate hasn't had a budget in 3 years. They're not doing their day job.
But
the president.
But he is right.
And so we go from artificial crisis to artificial crisis in lieu of any kind of actual budgeting.
Them doing their job.
So if they're going to do that, then every one of these things is an opportunity to have these circus freak sideshows of arbitrary deadline negotiations. And so, if this is how you're going to do it, then every time we have one, let's do it all over again. It's ridiculous.
So
it's horrifying.
You say stop. Enough. Don't raise that debt ceiling. That's what you would like to see happen.
I would like to see them use the debt ceiling as any kind of negotiation to stop the train of government spending. But it's not going to happen.
I would love
to see a universe that's much different than the one that we live in right now.
If you did it, if you just stopped debt, no more borrowing, live within your means, from that day onward, you'd have a crash.
That's an almighty crash. That's a nice theory. I don't think it's true. We crossed the debt ceiling in 95, 96 for months and no one cared.
You can move the money around.
You can move the money around.
And in the mid-1990s, we didn't have a massive borrowing requirement. We had actually a surplus. So it's different times.
We didn't have a surplus in 1995,
96. I don't know why we continue to call it a crisis. We've had a debt ceiling crisis since 1962 with the Treasury using accounting gimmicks.
Wait a second. I got to get this straightened out. I say, if we did what you want to see happen, that is, stop debt, no more borrowing, I say we crash. Charles Payne, am I right?
I say we crash, but I say maybe that's what we need to do.
But no Republican, nobody who did that, no politician who did it, would ever get elected ever again.
I don't think we crash. I think we correct ourselves.
To do the right thing in this country, whoever steps up to the plate, ultimately, you're right, they have to accept the fact that they're going to be demonized and villain and be a villain until maybe 4, 5, 6, 10 years down the road when we say, golly, that was the right thing
to do. What politician is going to commit political suicide voluntarily?
Well, listen, let's ask yourself this. Matt, talk about the legacy of President Obama. I mean, FDR, New Deal, LBJ, supposedly, he did do civil rights, but he also was a big spender. What is President Obama's legacy off of this?
It's going to be Obamacare, and it's going to be the man whose first budget was seriously called a new era of fiscal responsibility actually ushered in a permanent era of fiscal irresponsibility. I call this whole thing the Obama Dick Cheney budget, right? Dick Cheney contributed so much to all of this by saying that deficits don't matter back when Republicans controlled Washington. And then they acted on that impulse by Medicare Part D and all these things that we've talked about in the show 1,000 times, right? So Republicans, we've gone from the free lunch party, negotiating with the free dinner party, and the ultimate things, what we have now, which is a permanent imbalance between how much money we're willing to tax Americans and how much money that we've taken for granted is the bare minimum of spending, which is twice as much as what we spent 10 years ago.
Stay right there. I've got this for you. Congressman David Dreyer, he's a Republican. He's from California. He said this in his farewell speech. I'm quoting now. Climate change is a fact of life. Dreyer is the outgoing chairman of the House Rules Committee. He is a Republican. He's from California. He says climate change is a fact of life. I presume he would think we got to do something about it. You're a libertarian. What do you say?
Well, if you're going to do something about climate change, one thing is to make sure that you continue getting more rich. Richer countries are cleaner countries. If you have policies that prevent you from being able to get rich, then you're not going to be able to clean up your environment. So that's number one. If you're going to do any terrible thing from a government point of view, the one terrible thing that you could imagine is a carbon tax because it gets at it directly.
But they've got it in California.
Yeah, that,
they got one. It started,
which makes
yesterday.
No sense on the state level, and so California's going to continue.
But my point with David Dreyer is a Republican has climate change and doing something about it now infiltrated the Republican Party. Sure, looks like it, doesn't it?
Well, it depends. I mean, do you think climate change is happening? Do you think man is contributing to the warming of the planet? If you do, and I do, then what are you going to do about it?
You do?
Sure. I think that, I mean, I outsource my feelings on this to our own science correspondent at Reason, who flipped on his thinking on this because the science came in and he believes, based on it, that man is contributing to the warming of the planet. He doesn't think that you should necessarily then do the Kyoto Protocol and all these kind of global ideas,
What's
many of
think?
Which are...
Well, what does he think we should do?
If you do anything, do a carbon tax.
A carbon tax. That's what he thinks.
If you
and
do anything,
your guy
do a carbon
and get India and China in on it, too, because they're big...
Don't forget, Canada rejected the Kyoto Treaty as well, and, you know, because they're a prosperous nation doing extraordinarily well. I don't buy into into that notion yet. Maybe I'll keep hearing it over and over again like a bad song and end up liking it. But I will say this: I think this carbon tax strategies are just disastrous. Everything I've seen with respect to carbon tax seems like the goal is to make us
the cap and trade elements is a total disaster. It doesn't work in Europe. It's a non-starter everywhere. But one thing that's helped so far is fracking. We emit so much less carbon because of the fracking revolution that's happening right now. So we're actually getting towards some of those targets that everyone seems to want, and doing it through wealth-generating activity.
Yeah, we're
Saudi
America in terms of net gas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've not had you on the show for a long time. You come up here and you're giving us a big thing about the debt cliff that we're going to face and the carbon tax and global warming. Is there any other subject in the last 30 seconds that you'd care to bring up? Anything at all?
Well, I think I've changed my favorite Beatles songs now in the wake of the fiscal cliff, because we've talked about it here on the show. And now I think because of the fiscal cliff, it's Run for Your Life is going to be my my new
What about Taxman?
Taxman's not so bad either.
Take a walk, I'll tax your seat. Tax your feet. Was that what
they'll
was
declare the pennies on your eye.
Hey, Matt Welsh, good stuff. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.